I'm Paul Wiegraf, director of the Delaware Division of the Arts, and your host for today. In the studio with me is a well-known guest here on the show, Robert Grunfeld, the executive director of the First State Ballet Theater Company.
Glad Welcome, to be here. Robert. It's wonderful to be here and talk about my favorite subject.
I know it is, and you are very articulate and very passionate about the First State Ballet Theater.
I do my best to persuade everybody within hearing that ballet is beautiful, exciting, athletic, inspirational, joyful, dramatic, passionate, can transform their lives for an evening, perhaps for a lifetime.
Now, before we got on the air, you said you had so much to talk about, so I'm going to minimize what I have to say, but I know you mentioned programming, you mentioned education, you mentioned your statewide reach, so let's get started.
All right. Well, I'll begin by saying that in my humble opinion, First State Ballet Theater has flat out, hands down, unquestionably by any standard and beyond the remotest shadow of a doubt, created the finest ballet school and the finest ballet company in Delaware history. Quick thumbnail sketch of our school. In 13 of the last 15 years, individual students and ensembles from our school have qualified to compete in the Lincoln Center New York City World Finals of the Youth America Grand Prix, largest international ballet competition for pre-professional dancers, which begins with many thousands of dancers from more than 30 countries on five continents, and through a series of worldwide regional semifinals, they're winnowed down to 300. One of our students not too long ago was ranked in the top 12 in the entire world in her division. One of our ensembles was ranked in the top 12 in the entire world in 2007. And we were invited to send those dancers to the Spoleto Festival dei Due Mondi in Spoleto, Italy, to perform in their 50th anniversary Gala di Danza. We are the only Delaware Ballet Company honored with an invitation to perform in Spoleto. And this past year, one of our students in the individual competition was observed by staff members from two very prestigious ballet schools and was offered full ride, full year scholarships to both of these schools. One is the Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis School in New York City. The other is the Elmhurst School in Birmingham, England, which is affiliated with the Royal Birmingham Ballet, both full ride scholarships. The ABT staff had two questions. Where in the world did this student get this training? And their second question is, where is Delaware? And the student and her parents both acknowledged that in no other school could she have received the detailed, rigorous, comprehensive, supportive education that she received from our faculty. So that's just a thumbnail sketch of the quality of the education, not to mention the free education that we give through our DanceWorks partnership with a grant, which in some years has served as many as 450 students from eight downtown preschool and daycare centers, our scholarship program, our artistic residencies in schools like Wilmington Montessori School, Tattnall School, Friends School, Cab Calloway School for the Arts, the Osher Institute of Lifelong Learning, the Delaware Museum of Natural History, the Delaware Children's Museum. So that's our school and a bit of our company. Our company is now in its 16th year as Delaware's ballet company, hence the name First State Ballet Theater. We are in our 14th year as the only major Delaware performing arts company to perform regularly for 14 straight years in theaters from Arden to Selbyville. We are honored to be in our 13th year as the resident company of Wilmington's beautiful and historic Grand Opera House, an honor that we work hard to continue to deserve. And we are in our 8th season as Delaware's professional ballet company with young dancers from all over the world who have come to Wilmington because they have heard about our unparalleled record of artistic, educational, and financial achievement and want to be part of what we do. This season will be our busiest yet. We have five major productions at the Grand: Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker, the finest Nutcracker in Delaware history, Cinderella, Don Quixote, and sandwiched in among them, we have a wonderful one-hour program we call Upfront with FSBT. It's 1 hour of the most beautiful and exciting highlights from classical and contemporary ballet, followed by a wonderful reception catered by Chelsea Tavern with our dancers and staff so that our patrons can get to know our dancers. I tell our patrons, you are part of our extended family. Each one of us is available for adoption, and we would like to become part of your family. So take the time to get to know the dancers, ask them why they do what they do, and tell them what what particularly delights you about their performance. Also, we're doing our 14th annual, 14th consecutive performance of The Nutcracker at Delaware Tech in Georgetown, the longest running production of any kind in Sussex County, with the possible exception of Pumpkin Chunkin', which had a couple year hiatus while they were looking for a bigger field. And they may have been going for more than 14 years. But as we were talking before the show, I mean, First State Ballet Theater is everywhere. We have performed the last several years in Arden, Tallyville, Greenville, Wilmington, Newark, Smyrna, Middletown, Dover, Lewis, Selbyville, and Georgetown. And there is no one who can say that. All that said, we remain one of Delaware's best-kept secrets, and we're working hard every day to overcome two very powerful societal trends. One is that people do not go out of the house anymore once they get home, and the other is that when they do go out of the house, they're carrying something in the palm of their hand, an iPhone or an iPad, through which they get virtually all of their entertainment and information, and they say, why should I go to the theater when I can see the Royal Ballet or the Metropolitan Opera in the palm of my hand? Why should I go to the Metropolitan Museum when they just put their entire catalog online about 10 months ago? Why should I get out of this chair? Mm-hmm. And so our message is, it's beautiful, it's exciting, it's joyful, it's inspirational, it's all those things. And to parents in particular, because none of our small-town performing arts companies, professional performing arts companies, can survive without strong audiences of all ages, particularly young folks. And so to parents, I say, you owe it to your children to take them to experience a live performance by professional artists. It may alter the entire course of their lives for the better. At the very least, it will entertain them. And speaking of our season, we've chosen Sleeping Beauty, Don Quixote, Cinderella, and the Nutcracker because they have broad appeal, and a child of four will understand and be entertained by the story, by the spectacle of the dancing, by the beautiful costumes we have from Russia, by the wonderful music. And a seasoned balletomane of 54 will see a lot of bravura, highly challenging technical and artistic dancing. And somebody who's 104, and I'm hoping to see some 104-year-olds in our audience, will relive the joys of their entire lifetime of seeing live ballet, and I hope persuade their children and their grandchildren and their great-grandchildren that what the Grand Opera House was saying a couple of years ago, live is better, is indeed true.
Mm-hmm. I want to continue on with the programming, but first go back to a couple questions about the training.
Yeah.
What would you say makes First State Ballet unique, or what is it that has contributed to this amazing success in producing the kinds of dancers that First State Ballet has produced?
A couple of things. First of all, our staff and board is totally, and I mean totally, dedicated to bringing beauty, truth, joy, excitement into people's lives. So we wake up every morning with the question, what more can I say, what more can I do than I've done already to persuade people that this is great stuff? The second factor is that Pasha Kambaloff, Christina Kambaloff, and the rest of our extraordinary dance faculty have all been, they were either raised in or have learned the Vaganova syllabus that was codified by Agrippina Vaganova, a very well-respected Russian dance teacher back in the 1920s and 30s. And we teach only one thing, the Vaganova syllabus of classical ballet. Where our school is active 47 weeks during the year, 6 and sometimes 7 days a week. So we have a wonderful school, and our students come to us with all different kinds of desires for their ballet training. We have an open class, which numbers several people who are on Social Security, including myself, and we all remain flexible and reasonably alert and have a reasonably good posture. We have youngsters of 4 years of age whose parents want them to experience something exciting, something interesting. And we require no one to compete. However, the rigor, the detail, the thoroughness, and the supportiveness of the training has qualified students from our school who are interested in competing to compete at the very highest levels in the world. And I can tell you that alumni of our school have been employed by, Annapolis Ballet, Alabama Ballet, Ballet Capitole de Toulouse in France, Republic Ballet in South Korea, Los Angeles Ballet, Pennsylvania Ballet, Milwaukee Ballet, and several others that I cannot recall. So we care about what we do. We have 200 years of Russian ballet tradition through our artistic director, Pasha Kambalov, whom many of your listeners will know attended the same school in St. Petersburg that Mikhail Baryshnikov, Rudolf Nureyev, Anna Pavlova, Vasilov Nijinsky, Natalia Makarova, and hundreds of other extraordinary dancers graduated from. So that's what I would say about the why we're successful, because we care, because we have the technical and artistic background, and because we believe that that ballet is one of the most wonderful experiences that anybody can have. And I encourage all the fellows who are listening out there, make a hit with your wife or girlfriend by buying tickets to the ballet.
But before we continue, let me just remind our listeners, you are tuned into Delaware State of the Arts here on 1450 WILM News Radio and 1410 WDOV. Our guest in the studio today is Robert Grenfell from the First State Ballet Theater. We're talking about the training that's offered by the ballet company, the programming statewide, the outreach that you have. Let me ask you this, Robert. What do you say to the parents of young children who want some kind of activity for their children, but don't necessarily have that desire to become a professional dancer? The child doesn't have that desire. What is the value of dance training for a young child?
That's a softball. The value of dance training to a child of any age is that in addition to promoting strength and flexibility and physical fitness, it instills rigor, confidence, poise, the ability to attend to detail, teamwork, respect for others, and whether you become a firefighter or a doctor or a lawyer or a dancer, all those skills will put you head and shoulders above people who have not gone to ballet class. And we, as I say, we require nobody to compete. And when we accept ballet students, and we do not accept ballet students younger than four because they need to have a fairly well-developed ability to concentrate and attention span, we begin with creative movement. We don't begin by teaching them this is a plie, this is a fouette, this is a pirouette. We begin by teaching them in a really enjoyable, fun way some of the building blocks of ballet.
Mm-hmm. Turning to, one more question.
Yeah.
What do you say to the football coach who is, or the athletic trainer, that what can ballet offer in sports training?
Well, football coaches and athletic trainers already know this, and many of them have had the courage to enroll their football teams in ballet training, and they know that it promotes strength, that it promotes flexibility, it promotes mental awareness, it promotes discipline. And who was the guy who was a great wide receiver?
Well, I know Lynn Swan from the Steelers in the 70s.
Thank you. Yeah, well, and you never saw anybody leap 10 feet into the air and travel 15 feet over the ground and catch a ball with one hand as gracefully as Lynn Swan, and I'm sure that Lynn Swan would be the first guy mm-hmm. to agree.
Now, let's turn to the programming. You rattled off how many towns in Delaware First State Ballet Theater Company has gone to. Talk a little bit about the nature of the programming and the types of programming that you do in some of these venues. You mentioned a very ambitious season of full ballets. Mm-hmm. Are there other types of programming that First State Ballet does in some of these venues?
Yes. We've done a program called Once Upon a Ballet for the last several years at the Grand Opera House, and we're going on sabbatical for a year with that program. We just had a very interesting opportunity to perform with a very well-known children's book writer who wrote a book called Gwendolyn the Graceful Pig, which, by the way, features a football player who's a pig, and his friend Gwendolyn, also a pig. She wants to become a ballerina. He wants to make the football team, but he's a little clumsy. So they both enroll, I think it's Madame Natasha's ballet school, and she achieves her dream of becoming a ballerina, and he gets accepted by the coach on the football team. So that's another example of the kinds of programs that we are always open to accepting. We do artistic residencies. This season we will have done artistic residencies at, let's see, the Osher Institute of Lifelong Learning, Cab Calloway School, Wilmington Montessori School. We're doing audience development programs at the Delaware Children's Museum, the Delaware Museum of Natural History. And when we go into those locations, if there's a dance program in the school, we invite their advanced dance students to take a master class, essentially led by Pasha Kambaloff, with our company. And then we present excerpts from what we have under production. If we're going to some place like the Delaware Children's Museum, we might demonstrate an abbreviated dance class and show the most exciting parts of dance class, and then do some excerpts from the show we're about to produce. And then we do little workshops to show students and their parents, children and their parents, how we use mime and facial expressions to tell the story in ballet, because you can't talk in ballet. And one of the amusing things that a friend of mine told me is that when she took her daughter many years ago to see the Nutcracker, her daughter asked about midway through the show, when are they going to talk? And the daughter took her son to see the Nutcracker, and sure as shooting, her son about halfway through said, when are they going to talk? So we are looking for every opportunity, every means, every method of showing people that ballet is a wonderful art form, and I tell people that dancers must be strong, intelligent, and have an artistic sensibility. You will never see an inartistic, successful dancer. You will never see an unintelligent, successful dancer. You will never see a weak, successful dancer. So in ballet class and on the stage, we bring our head, our heart, and our body.
Mm-hmm. We have a few minutes left. Could you speak to how First State Ballet Theater has evolved during your time with them?
Well, through a lot of hard work, a lot of courage, a lot of adrenaline and gastric acid and commitment and dedication. As I say, we still wake up in the middle of the night having dreams about what we can do to improve, to strengthen and grow our audience. We have always looked for opportunities to perform in as many venues as we can. We have always looked for opportunities to present new work. We try to be as careful as possible in selecting our programs so that we select ballets either of broad appeal and well-known ballets like Swan Lake, Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker, and so forth. Or when we commission a brand new work, we commission something that is well-known in another art form, like The Adventures of Pinocchio based on the children's book. And so we give a great deal of thought to what programs are going to delight and entertain children, what programs will be artistically and aesthetically satisfying to a sophisticated adult audience. And then we think about what we can bring to those programs to make them unique, to make them the finest things that Delawareans have ever seen in Delaware. And as we were saying before the show, we have the challenge of being a half hour from Philadelphia with very fine performing arts companies, and the challenge of being only 2 hours from New York City with indisputably world-class companies. So one of the things that we did early on when we founded our professional company in 2008 is to tell Delawareans, we've been your ballet company for the last 9 years. Now we're your professional ballet company, and we are the Blue Rocks of ballet. We identify young singers who clearly have the potential to have significant careers in ballet. We give them the opportunity to perform major roles at the outset of their career, so they get that experience, they get the poise, the confidence, they can build a resume of videos or YouTube clips, and if they have the opportunity to audition for another ballet company, and they have, and successfully gone on to other ballet companies, they have a record of the quality of their work, and we're delighted when our dancers progress and they moved to another ballet company. We had a wonderful student who actually never joined our company. She went straight from our school to Alabama Ballet, was hired by Milwaukee Ballet, and is now one of their most accomplished principal dancers.
And for those who don't go on to professional ballet, can ballet training serve as a foundation for other dance forms or other outlets?
Yes, absolutely. Anybody who has seen White Nights with Gregory Hines and Mikhail Baryshnikov, anybody who's ever seen Baryshnikov in the various contemporary and classical roles that he inhabited when he was dancing can see that ballet is essentially the foundation of every dance form, every highly developed dance form that has a code of movement.
Mm-hmm. I mean, being a theater person myself, mm-hmm. I know that ballet is a basic form of training for anybody who's going to be majoring in musical theater.
Yeah.
So
it helps your breathing. Mm-hmm. It helps your flexibility. It helps your strength. I mean, we used to say beauty, drama, grace, precision, passion. That's it.
Well, we have 1 minute left, so take about 30 seconds to go through again your programming for this year and where people can find out more information.
At the Grand, we will be performing Sleeping Beauty, The Nutcracker, Cinderella, Don Quixote, and our mixed rep show up front with FSBT. Tickets are available right now at www.ticketsatthegrand.org or at 1-800-37-GRAND. I should also say that in 16 years, we have raised our family-friendly ticket prices only one time, and that was by $3. Our ticket prices remain the lowest in Delaware for entertainment of this quality. Our top ticket price is $48, half off for students. If you are at the beach and you want to come and see the Nutcracker Delaware Tech, the number is 302-259-6107. Or you can visit our website, www.firststateballet.com, which has complete season information, and you can click through to the other websites.
Well, Robert Granfell, it's been a pleasure having you with us today. Thank you so much.
Great to be here.